Over the weekend, don't forget, Saturday night, Sunday morning, it's time to change the clocks.
Changing the clocks already? My gosh, I'm glad you're here to tell me that.
So long as we've got some time to kill, I think I'll have a beer.
Yeah!
Well, I just might find I'm killing time for eternity.
You know what time it is?
Say, kids, what time is it?
On what planet do you spend most of your time?
Checking out my watch, homies. You know what time it is?
It's time to get your freak out.
It's time to change your diaper.
Time for paintball.
Do I dare look at the clock?
We're going back in time.
What time is it?
Time to get this party started.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
That's exactly right. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And boy, if there was any weekend that I would like to have just a normal amount of sleep, now I get even less sleep. That's right. Remember the old saying, fall back, spring forward. And we are definitely not in fall. It's kind of questionable on spring, too. So just putting it out there. Remember, you're going to lose an hour of sleep tonight. Or not tonight. Sorry, Saturday night. Just control your partying. All right, today's poll question. Wow, people just losing their backbone left and right. Democrats, earlier, just pretty much quit all of their positions down in Clark County because of the progressives that are taking over the party. Should they have stayed on the job and attempted to take control back from the socialists in the party? That's today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, should taxpayers foot the bill for gender reassignment surgery for military personnel? 1% of those participating said yes. From a previous interview that we had here on the Monica J Show, Dr. DeMuro, who was the former state health officer, said that he sees no evidence for the state of Nevada to be locked down, to have been locked down, or to continue to be locked down. Isn't it convenient that right now, out of every 2 years, we are in our legislative session where laws are being passed to make it easier to commit fraud and to keep you from honest elections? And you don't get to go into the building. Joining us right now, one of the only people, actually, I think she is the only person, who's been fighting for your right to participate in the legislative process in the People's House is Assemblywoman Annie Black. Annie, thank you so much for joining me. I know you got to get to the floor, but wow, I can't believe the legislature is still closed.
I know, it's pretty outrageous, isn't it?
I've never seen anything like this, and I hope I never see it again.
Yeah, no, it's not a good situation. It's just not good. It's not good for the legislators not to have input from citizens and from lobbyists and all the different people outside of the building that need to be here. They need to be inside and be part of the process.
Speaking of being part of the process, from what I understand, AB 163 is pretty much being ignored.
Refresh my memory. Which one is 163?
Establishing voter ID.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to... Is that one Wheeler's, I guess? Wheeler's bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're not going to... The Democrats are not going to hear any of our election reform bills. I think there's also one in the Senate. I believe Settlemyer has one. And, you know, it's not a surprise, right? They want AB4... and all of our ballot harvesting and mail-in ballot stuff to continue on into forever. So
you got up in your time and asked that the legislature be opened. And Assemblyman Wheeler and Assemblyman Ellison backed you and nobody else. My boss, Jerry Evans, was just on the show talking about how we don't have the follow through with the Republicans. They're just sitting on their hands. And they do that as well when Republicans are in control. Annie, you're the only one that's out there pushing this. What do we as citizens need to do to get you heard?
I don't know. I mean, I guess the best thing that any of us can do is just contact all the people that are in charge of committees and the speaker of the assembly and, the leadership. That's the best I think we can do. But at the end of the day, we're still in the minority. So what's their motivation to listen to us? So that's not going to stop me from being loud and speaking up. But what do we really have over them? Why do they need to listen to us, I guess, is the question.
See, and I think that goes to Jerry's point, is they do this every time, that when the Democrats are in control, they just keep shoving things through. And when the Republicans are in control, they don't. They have that whole perception of go along to get along. Annie, you're a first-time assemblywoman. Are you going to run for re-election?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Let's get through this session first.
I hope you do. And I know a lot of people out there hope you do, because you're a breath of fresh air to actually have somebody that's out there and making noise.
Well, thank you. I mean, I told people that's what I was going to do when I got here, and I intend to keep my word. You know, the thing about doing what I'm doing is that you don't really know how that's going to affect being reelected. Is that going to resonate with people? Is that going to upset so many people that now you get a huge target on your back? And so I've always just said, I'm going to do this session like it's the only one that matters. And if it ends up being my last one because I was too loud and to whatever people didn't like, then so be it. But I'm not going to pander. I'm not going to just sit and be seen and not heard. And we'll just have to see how that works out, you know?
So what do you think that the constituents of Nevada need to be watching for right now and calling in on?
There's so much going on right now. There's the Equal Rights Amendment. There's some climate change bills. There's election bills. There's, law enforcement bills. There's really just a lot. There's so much. And that's why I always tell people, if they can, to sign on to my newsletters, because it's really the best way that I can figure out to communicate with people what's going on and hopefully get them engaged. Because normal people don't follow this stuff like you or I do, right? So, people are living their lives.
Are you saying we're abnormal?
Very.
Well, and that's the sad part, is I think a lot of the media doesn't follow it either until it's maybe coming up for a vote. They don't give people the heads up of what's going on so they can take action.
Right. And you know what? I've been telling people, obviously this is my maiden session, right? So I've been telling people really the place to watch these bills is when they're in committee, when they're first heard, and to get on the phone and testify and be heard at that point. Because I think with the position that Republicans are in at this point, being in this much of a minority, that's the place really to get in and make a difference. I believe when it's on the floor at that point, it's probably too late to really do anything. So if you're able to get on the phone and call in, we don't have very many people testifying in opposition to these bills, which is frustrating, but
it's pathetic, Annie. Yeah. You can say it. It's okay. What is that? what is that address for people to get onto to follow your newsletters?
You can sign up to be on my newsletter by going to electannieblack.com. Elect Annie like the orphan, A-N-N-I-E, black like the color, .com.
All right. Annie Black, I know I got to let you go right now because you got to get on the floor before 11:30.
Yep. And I want to touch base with you next week. I got some big stuff happening. So hopefully we'll talk again next week.
I can't wait to hear that. And I will be down at the legislative building on Saturday as well. I hope we see you there as well.
All right. Thanks, Monica. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Assemblywoman Annie Black. First time around, and she's causing a stir. And that's what we need. We need people that stop going along to get along. We might have somebody that's ready to do that on the Senate level. We're going to talk to him right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. It is a day like no other. Lots of great information coming out about the election fraud, not only throughout this country, but right here in the great state of Nevada. Please don't give up. Get good people who are willing to run for office. And this is absolutely awesome. I've had the gentleman on before. You might remember he's a good friend of President Trump, and that is Herschel Walker. Well, Trump is urging him to run for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. And that is awesome. But you know what's even more awesome? Well, I'll let him tell you. Joining us right now is friend and, just a good American patriot, and that's Lee Elliott. Lee, thank you for being on the program today.
Good morning, Monica. How are you?
I'm here. That's all I can hope for any day. So, Lee, what is your big news?
Well, I've been praying about this, even through my health problems, as you pointed out, but here's the deal. Ben Kiefer is terming out for Carson City in South Washoe, District 16. And I am going to be running for his vacant spot in Nevada State Senate. I know this is a long shot, but maybe, just maybe, on the premise of why I'm doing this is because maybe the cream will come to the top. Maybe people will say, hey, if Lee can do it, anybody can do it. And I am so incredibly proud of you, Monica, for stepping up to the plate and doing something.
I was going to say, you think you're a long shot. I'm going up against Mark Amadei in millions of dollars.
Well, you know what? After listening to that interview that he did about the election and how he has turned his back on Nevadans and also the American people, I feel it's incredibly, incredibly important that you stick to your guns just like I am. I don't back down, as you could probably know. You know me pretty good.
And for those of you who don't know, Lee is actually one of the driving forces for the rallies that we have at the state capitol every weekend and now every other weekend. So people will be able to see and meet you out there Saturday or tomorrow, right?
Oh, you bet. And I feel better. I was sicker than the dog the first part of the week, and I've just come out of that. I was frightened, don't get me wrong. I thought, oh, my gosh, here we go. And, but no, it went away overnight, so I was good to go. But I'll tell you what, I do need a team of people, just like you need a team of people. I've handed out so many of your business cards that my hands are slick with the oil from the cards. It's just amazing. People really want to know who
you are.
Yeah, because
I dunk them in oil every time I give them to you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I agree. But I'm just saying this, that you will make a great representative. You know, I love the state. Even though I'm from that, I call it the charcoal state, you know, over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was born and raised. And but now, this is my state. This is where I belong. This is where I'm going to lay my head down and be with the Lord when the time comes. But let me tell you, I'm a Christian man. I'm a man that believes in honesty and forthcoming any information. I know I have skeletons. I know that I've done wrong in my life, and some of them may be dug up. You know what? I'm here for the Nevada. I'm not here for the glory. I'm not here to cut anybody down. I know that Ben T. Keffer has done some things that I've looked into, and I'm going, oh, man, he's not a Republican. He's not a conservative.
And he's still doing things. He's still bringing forth bills that are just against what Republicans stand for. So I wish you would have run against him before as well. But, Lee, I think you're going to find you have more support than you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been told by some of the powers that are out there right now that I don't have the money. It's going to take $400,000. It's going to do whatever. I said, I can walk. I can talk. I can call. I can do the things that are necessary for the Nevadan people, not for my pocketbook, not for the glory of being called a senator. I don't care what you call me. You know, I would be representing the people of Nevada, Carson City and Washington, and the rest of the state, just like Annie Black. She takes the time, and I really appreciate her honesty and her forthcoming election, because she's going to run again. I just can feel it.
Lee, I've got another call hanging on the line, but do you have your website or anything set up yet?
Not yet.
I
haven't trained about this hard, my friend, and I'm going to be doing it. So,
all right. So as soon as you get everything up and running, please let me know and I'll help get the word out, because this is what I have been trying to push the whole time. And that is everyday Nevadans, whether you're retired, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home dad, a working man or woman, you need to come out of the woodworks and run for office and get these people out. Get the career politicians out. Lee Elliott, thank you so much for joining me, and I know I will have you back on again soon. Paul Jackson joins us right now. Paul, thank you for calling into the program. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing today, Monica?
Fabulous. I'm excited about tomorrow and the big rally down in Carson City.
Okay, yes. Well, you know, today has been all about elections and election fraud and what we can do. I'm going to give some people an option to do something about it. I'm part of an organization which is makeelectionsfairagain.com, and what we're doing is putting pressure on politicians. We heard Annie Black struggling to find something that people can do. I've been asked that question all the time. People are constantly saying to me, what can I do? Well, here's something you can do. We're sending a letter to Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. And it's not just a letter of complaint. What we're saying in the letter is, if you vote for H.R. 1, the undersigned are committed to volunteer an amount of time to replace you. Now, that doesn't sound that big of a deal, except if you have run campaigns before and you understand what that means. If we get 1,000 people, and I think we can do that because we've got several hundred signed up already, we can get 1,000 people to sign on to that letter, and she looks at that and goes, and her campaign staff looks at that and goes, oh, holy, you know what? We're in trouble, because the average campaign, a campaign for Senate statewide, if you bring in 350 volunteers, some of them work an hour, some of them work 40 hours a week. But if you bring in an average of 350, that's a good mark to get people in there. That's a really, you've done really well. Your SI director really knows what he's doing, or she. If we turn around and say, now we have 1,000 people who stand against you and are willing to put in time to get you out of office, that's something they've got to think twice about.
Yeah. Now, we're Catherine Cortez Masto, she does not stand for Nevada. She stands for Harry Reid, his PAC, and
Absolutely.
Democrats.
Absolutely. So if we get her to vote against H.R. 1, we only need one vote. H.R. 1 doesn't pass. Now, there's several other states doing the same thing, but we need people to step up and do something. Now, we're trying it with this. If we can get up to 1,000 people, then we're going to start doing the same thing with vulnerable Democrats in our local, in our state legislature as well. This is what we can do to make a difference.
Well,
no more complaining.
Where can I sign this? Where can I sign this, and where can my husband sign it?
All right. You just need to go to our website, and the website's very easy. MakeElectionsFairAgain.com. Let me repeat that in case somebody missed it. MakeElectionsFairAgain.com. Just go to the website, look on there, just go to the document, fill out the form. The only thing that will appear on the information is your name. If you leave us your telephone number or email and all that kind of good stuff, we can give you information about volunteering and where to go and how to do it. But the only thing that will appear on the letter is your name. We're not going to give the Democrats any information about any of our people.
I am linking it on my webpage right now. MakeElectionsFair.com. No, Paul Jackson.
Fair again.
MakeElectionsFairAgain.com. You are yes. wonderful because you are.
Well, I just try. I want to get some things done.
Yeah.
And honestly, the premise of all of this is that the people are frustrated. They're angry. They know we were cheated. But what can we do? So we have to do something.
Yeah.
And that's all we want to do is get people to do something. Don't send us any money as a donation. You don't have to put in a bunch of time. All I'm asking you to do is commit to a small amount of time to get rid of a bad senator.
All right. It's all done. You're linked. Thank you so much, Paul Jackson. And we will be right after this Fox News update on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 991FMTalk.com.
Oh, there she goes again. Yep, it's all about election fraud. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Friday. I know I'm supposed to be all fun and doing all these crazy things because we're going into the weekend. But I tell you, there's too much going on. You have to pay attention to this. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Nevada Democrats have stayed on the job in Clark County and attempted to take control back from the socialists in the party? They all quit because of the progressives. 90% of those participating in the poll so far are saying they should have stayed. There's just no backbone against the socialists anymore. Everybody's just giving up. Even the Democrats are giving up on their own party. We have a lot to do here with the Republican Party. And we're doing it. We're getting the word out. And it is spreading. It is spreading nationally. From the Epoch Times yesterday, 90,000 ballots in Clark County were sent to wrong addresses and they bounced back. Joining us right now to go more into this is Christian Adams. He serves as the president and general counsel of the Public Interest Legal Foundation and the commissioner on the United States Commission for Civil Rights. Now, this man has a very, very long and illustrious history when it comes to rights. Actually, he served from 2005 to 2010 in the voting section of the United States Department of Justice. He was also the author, or is the author, of the best-selling New York Times bestseller, Justice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department. Christian Adams, thank you so much for joining me today. And where are our rights going? Christian, Christian,
I'm here.
Sorry.
Hi, how are you?
Had to push the button. I'm very good. Thank you for being here.
Thanks a lot for having me. I mean, as far as the rights go, right now in Washington, they're debating a bill in the Senate, in the U.S. Senate, to get rid of state control over elections.
Yeah.
So if you love the 2020 election, you'll love the chaos that this new bill, this new law would impose on Nevada. You guys would lose your rights to write your own election rules. So watch out. That's on the agenda, too.
Well, we're already doing that in our state legislature. So even if H.R. 1 doesn't pass, we've got to fight it here on the local level as well. This is a consorted effort to silence people's votes.
You're right. I mean, you guys have real issues out in Nevada. Remember with the big takeover a couple years ago, Nevada decided to start to pass really bad ideas like automatic vote by mail, which is a disaster because there's a lot of really bad voter addresses. There's bad names on the voter rolls. I've been to the abandoned mines and vacant lots and liquor stores in Nevada where people are registered to vote. I've actually visited them myself. So there's a real problem when you go to vote by mail like your legislature did.
How do we change this? How do the American people get together and get their voice heard that this is not the way we should be conducting elections? Because people know absentee ballots, absolutely, 100%, there are people who, you know, need them. That is the way to go. Not mail-in ballots just being sent willy-nilly to everybody.
Right. And what you do about it, I mean, don't forget, your opponents on this had a 10 or 15 year head start. They've been working these process issues while everybody listening was going about their business, their jobs. They didn't think they needed to pay attention to these
exactly.
structural things.
Mm-hmm.
And so the left got a big head start. They've been working on this since I was at the Justice Department 15 years ago. And now, you know, they won the day. They transformed the system in the name of COVID. It was the crisis they've been waiting for. And they did it during an election year. They bent the rules. They changed the system. They took down the warning systems and the you know barriers, and now we're stuck with it. And now, you know, we had a report that just came out that 93,000, that's 30 after 93, ballots in Clark County alone in the general election went to undeliverable addresses. That's how bad the voter rolls are in Nevada.
When we look at mail-in balloting and what the whole fraud of this, in my opinion, Sidney Powell's still working on it and so many more, but can we see justice? I mean, I've been trying to bring some positive stories that, you know, five people in this state have been or in this county have been arrested, five people in this state have been arrested. Will we see justice, though, for all of this?
Well, first of all, regarding voter fraud, I've been watching this closely for years, and I have worked with U.S. attorneys and local prosecutors and sometimes even state officials. And I will tell you there is a huge reluctance to prosecute voter fraud. You might say, why? Why wouldn't they want to do that? Well, first of all, they don't know how to. They don't know how to. Election law is a unique specialty. I happen to be in it, but they don't. They're used to check fraud and bank robbery and carjacking and larceny. They don't know how to do voter fraud. They don't know how the mechanics work. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they've been beaten into their head by the Democrats that there is no voter fraud, and they don't want to have to stick their neck out as prosecutors. So are you going to see justice? I got to tell you, you're in headwinds because I know how it works with U.S. attorneys and local prosecutors. They don't want to touch this stuff.
That's the feeling I get and that I have been putting out almost every day because people say, we need to get lawyers. We need to get these lawsuits going together. I was just at a meeting actually Wednesday night And that's what people want to do. They want to bring civil action and hire a lawyer. And I'm just like, we can't find any lawyers to take up this banner.
Well, you raise a very important point, because I will tell you, I've seen a lot of the lawsuits, and I hate to say this, but this is not a – there's no AAA league in this area, okay? Mark Elias and the Democrat lawyers and all their legions of ACLU and MALDEF and all the very good lawyers who are in this space, I have seen a lot of very bad lawsuits filed in the last year by people on our side, very bad lawsuits filed. And I just saw one just the other day that was filed where they're making claims that have been rejected by courts for decades. And so unless you're in this space as a specialty, it's very, very hard to understand the mechanics. Now, I know that might come off as saying, well, tisk, you don't know what you're doing, but I'm telling you, this is complicated stuff. And when bad lawsuits get filed, bad law gets made.
So we need to work extra hard to make sure here at the state level that these mail-in ballot is not continued, because that's what they're looking at. We need to get H.R. 1. We need to get the senators. We're sending a letter to Catherine Cortez Masto. We get one senator just to help us vote that down. That's a little chunk for us, a little bit of win. But what should people be doing? Help me out here, Christian, and give the people the information they need.
If they care about this issue, okay, if they care about how the elections are run, they need to be all over the phones to your Nevada senators telling them to say no to H.R. 1. That is, frankly, the single biggest issue facing the Republic as far as domestic law in the last 50 years. Maybe immigration's in there, too. But I'm telling you, they're going to reorder the constitutional arrangement of who has power in this country. They're moving it away from the people, away from the states, into Washington, D.C. with H.R. 1. Federal government takeover of elections will normalize the chaos of 2020. So people, if the one thing they can do is call their senators and say, do not support the federal takeover of elections.
Does it make a difference outside of the state if people take up the mantle and start calling senators in California or Oregon? Does that help at all, or is it just stick with your state senators?
Yeah, you guys, a senator from Nevada wants to hear from constituents who live in Nevada, and the senators from California aren't going to do anything. Unless you're in California, but the point is you have a state that's a little more sane than California, shall we say.
Well, it's getting there.
It's close, I hear you, but all of them are coming, maybe swimming across Lake Tahoe, but you basically have some hope in Nevada, but you got to let your elected officials know you don't want a federal takeover of elections.
All right. Christian Adams, President and General Counsel of the Public Interest Legal Foundation and the Commissioner on the United States Commission for Civil Rights, thank you so much for your valuable time today and getting the people fired up, because if we don't change it now, we're going to be really screwed in the future.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Christian. All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show right after this, The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lousy.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know all the city
quack, quack.
Is burning a hole.
Quack.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica Jay.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Okay, do this with me. Breathe in deep. Push it out. I know I've thrown a lot of stuff at you today. Tomorrow, we're going to have a flatten the curve rally in front of the state legislature. It's been a year since this crap has been going on. A year. We here in Nevada are still locked out of our legislature. We need to hear the messages from people that are willing to come down and be the speakers. All the speakers are going to start at around noon. People are going to start gathering down there at 10. People leaving Reno from the Summit Apple store at about 11. They're going to meet there at 10:30 and all drive down together. Please come on out and meet people. Listen to the stories. Listen to those speaking. And I don't say that because I'm going to be one of those people speaking, but I just say, this is where you get your information. So it's going. It started. Kamala Harris had to step in for a speech scheduled for Joe Biden. So here we go. If you don't come out and start working with these groups, then I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't have a crystal ball. I have my hope and I have my faith that something big is still coming. But you have to remember, there are two sides to this fight. And when I say things are coming, this is a problem that we're seeing around the world that you're not hearing about. One of the stories that I put on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com is from Reuters. It came out 2 days ago. 3 days ago, sorry. I'm a little late getting to this. But it's important that you know a fire at a French cloud services firm pretty much shut down millions of websites. It knocked out government agencies, portals, banks, shops, news websites. You know what? You're going to see this happening more and more if you look outside of the news of this country. Put it all together. It's a big picture. We're not fighting little battles anymore. We are in the war for not only this country's sovereignty, but our personal freedoms, our right to vote, to choose our elected representatives. And that right is being taken away from people around the world as well. All in the name of COVID, all in the name of globalism, New World Order, whatever you want to call it, Agenda 2030. It's fact, and it's happening right now, right before your eyes. And I just keep praying every day that every hour, every minute of every hour of every day, that more people wake up to what's going on around them. We need change, and we need it now. If we are going to stay free Americans, because the ones we are fighting against don't give a rat's patoot about the Constitution of the United States of this country, the United States of America. And the world knows that, and that's why they're watching. I hope I see you tomorrow. because now even Mexico is worried. The president of Mexico is worried that Biden is stoking illegal immigration. And all he's doing is creating business for organized crime. Biden says he's tough on China. No, he's not. He's so in bed with China, it's pathetic. And the World Health Organization. Please listen to the professionals and read the stories I have on my page about the vaccine. If you want to get it, get it. But suffer the consequences later. It's the Monica Jay Show. And you do have to stand for something. You have to stand for what is right, not only for us right now, but for the future. Because I'm afraid all of those kids that I love so much are not going to have a clue about what freedom is unless you speak up now. I love you. God bless you. I hope I see you on Saturday. Come prepared to have a great time and leave the mask at home, okay? That's just embarrassing.